Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Tes. So we're done with the Yichus stuff, and now we go back to Dinim of Kiddushin. Mishnah and Rishus L'Shlucha L'Kaddish Shespito. If a person gave Rishus to a Shaliach to accept Kiddushin for his daughter, and the Shaliach did so, V'halachu V'kitcha, but while the Shaliach was out doing that, the father himself went and was accepted Kiddushin for his daughter. So Im Shalo Kadmu, if we're able to verify that the father's acceptance of Kiddushin came first, Kiddush of Kiddushin, then that's the one that's binding. Vim shal shlucho kadmu, but if the shliach's Kiddushin came first, Kiddush of Kiddushin, then that's the one that's binding. Vim ein yodua, and if we don't know which one came first, we have to be choshish for both of them, and therefore shneim nosim get, they'll both give a get, and the daughter can't get remarried until they both give a get. Vim ratu, or if one of them wants to stay married to her, echa nosim get vechel kones, one of them can give a get, and the other one can stay married to her. V'chein isha shnosim rishos. If a woman is older already, she's not a katana anymore, and she's a gadola, and she gave rishus to a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin on her behalf, and the shliach went and did so, but in the meantime she went and accepted kiddushin for herself. So im shela kadmu, if her own kiddushin came before the shliach's kiddusha kiddushin, that's the one that's valid. Vim shel shlucha kadmu, but if the shliach's came first, kiddushav kiddushin, then that's the one that's valid. And if we don't know which one came first, then it's a suffix b'kadashas, and she can't get remarried until they either both divorce her, or one of them decides that they're going to keep her, and the other one divorces her. If a man and his wife go out to Medina Siyam, and he comes back with a wife and with children, and he says, I don't know if you can recognize it, but it's the same woman that I left with, and these are the children. So of course he's believed. He left, he came back, he was married when he left, he's married when he came back. Why wouldn't we believe that it's the same woman and that these are the children of that woman? But if he says, Mesav Elibaneha, she died, so the woman's not here anymore, but these are her children, Mevi Raya Labanim. He has to bring a Raya about the kids, that they belong to his wife, Enu Mevi Raya Alisha, but he does not have to bring a Raya about the wife, because we know that she was kasher, so once we know that the kids are hers, you don't have to do anything to prove anything about the wife. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tess, we had said that someone who gave permission to a shaliach to accept kiddushin for his daughter, and then the father went and did the same thing, whichever one accepted kiddushin first is the binding one. If they both accepted kiddushin, then it's a suffix, and therefore they both either have to give gittin, or one of them will give a get, and the other one will marry her. And the same is true if she was a gedola, who allowed a shliach to accept kiddushin on her behalf, and then she went and accepted kiddushin on her own behalf, whichever one was first is the binding one. If we don't know, then we have to be choshish for both of them. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned that if someone went to Medina Siam together with his wife, and then he comes back with a wife and children, and he says, it's the same wife, and these are her kids, you don't need to bring a raya at all. But if he says the wife is dead, and these are her kids, then he's going to have to bring a raya on the kids, but he's not going to have to bring a raya on the wife herself. Bez Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph.